Last time we left off discussing the requirement of a bedika biyom haves for a ves kabua, we discussed the two days in Shulchan Aruch and Seif Tes as to whether such a bedika is likuva in the sense that is a woman going to be mitaris labayla after the shas haves if she doesn't do a bedika, and the Ramah paskins like the Yesh Omrim L'Sumra. We noted that the Mechaber in Kuf Peites, even though here it's a Stam Yesh Omrim, the Mechaber in Kuf Peites is so same like the Yesh Omrim. So as a practical matter, both the Mechaber and the Ramah seem to agree that we accept a more machmir position that if a woman has a Ves Kavua, or an Ona Beinonis for that matter, she's only going to be Muteris Labayla even if she doesn't see Dam, if she does a Bedika before she engages in Tashmish. So as far as that requirement of a bedika l'chachila b'yom haves, we noted the position of the Chabes Das that requires a mochtachuk, and the general disagreement on the part of most of the other achronim against the Chabes Das, both for practical and maybe theoretical reasons as well. In practice, a mochtachuk is difficult or impossible. As we noted, Shevet Levi, Rav Moshe alludes to this also, the possibility that wearing a tight-fitting undergarment could serve the same function as a mochtachuk. But bottom line, the general consensus of the later poskim is that there's no need for a mochtachuk per se. That being said, there is a dispute as to how many and when of the bedikos should be performed during the onas haves. So we noted that Rav Moshe, in Chelak Gimel Siman Mem Tes, says that a woman should be bodekas multiple times on the Yom Havest. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out, B'Shem Rav Yashiv, that he thought, like those we shown him, that the Iker Bedika is B'Shas Havest Manish, at the actual time when you expect to see Dam, if there is such a precise time. Lashon HaRavid, Shara Sfira Chelak Gimel, Shara Gimel Ostalid, Ki Iker Bedika Savesto Su Bishas Avest. That the Iker Bedika is Bishas Avest. So if a woman has an anticipated time of the Re'ia, or whatever time that is, so then the Bedika should be done, Samuch to the Vest, within a half hour of that anticipated time. And if a woman, like, as it is, it's hard to find the Veskavu these days anyway, aside from an Onabenitis. Even if a woman has a Veskavu, or she has an Onabenitis and doesn't know when the Shasriya is, so then, because from a Vayashiv, the appropriate time to do Bedika is twice a day, at the beginning of the day, the end of the day, the beginning of the Ona, and the end of the Ona. Same thing, if the Ona Sevest is a nighttime Ona, so if she knows when the exact Shas Havest is, or presumably for that matter, even if it's an Ona Beinonis, so then what time was Re'ia 30 days ago, or 31 days ago? So then if she knows when the time of the vest is, she should do Bedika at that point. If the Re'ia last time was while she was sleeping, so she doesn't know exactly when it happened, then she should do bedika before she goes to sleep, or bedika at the end of the night before Hanates, if that's feasible. And if she's not going to get up before Hanates, then just do bedika at night before she goes to sleep. That's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv, and he says for an onabedinus, they just do bedikos as well twice a day. So if a woman has a predicted shas re'ia, so then you do it at that time. And otherwise, you would do it twice a day, the beginning or the end of the day, or the beginning or the end of the night if it's a nighttime ona. He doesn't address directly. Let's say a woman has a re'ia at 3 o'clock in the morning. And last month she was up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So does that mean that she has to set her alarm clock to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do a bedika? I would imagine not. Okay. Rabbi Forth points out that Me'ikaradin, as we just saw from the Lashon HaRavid, that Me'ikaradin, one time a day is sufficient. But he said, he records that the minhag is to do it twice a day. That's what Rabbi Karp writes as well. The minhag is to do it twice a day. Badi Yoshochan, Sifkata Nundalid writes twice a day, but he thinks it's better to do it three times. They should do it at the beginning of the Ona, the end of the Ona, and then after the Ona. Okay. But if you're going to follow the Me'ikar Adin and only do one Bedika during the Ona Savest, when should that Bedika be done? So if you're going to do it twice a day, twice, if you don't know exactly when the Shasariya was, so then it sounds like do it at the beginning of the Ona, the end of the Ona. If you're only going to do it once, what's the preferable time to do it? So Rabbi Karp points out, Lashon HaTor is Tzrichos Bedika Kishe Yagia Yom HaVest. Tzrichos Bedika Kishe Yagia Yom HaVest. So that Lashon sounds like at the beginning of the Yom HaVest, at the beginning of the Onus HaVest. But if that's the case, Rabbi Karp raises the question, so how does that help you? The expectation is that she's going to see sometime during the Yom HaVest. And we're concerned that Aruch Bismano Ba, and if you're not going to do Medika, we have to be worried that maybe she saw Adam and didn't realize it. So she's going to do Medika at the beginning of the Ona. How does that help you with the rest of the Ona? We're worried that she may see any time during the Ona's HaVest. So what have you accomplished by doing a single Medika at the beginning of the Ona's HaVest? So he points out that the Gaon has a girsa in the Tosefta of Bodekes Samuch Levesta. So that's Mashmor at the end of the vest, which he thinks is more logical. If the point is that the Bedika is coming to clarify that she didn't see any dam during the time of Orech Bezman Abba, during the normal anticipated Re'iyah, so he says, well, maybe you could still justify the first position, the mashmas of the Tor, that the Medika has to be at the beginning of the day, at the beginning of the Ona. Because maybe we'll say that if the expectation is that she's going to see Dam during that Ona, then if she really does see, if she really is going to see Dam this time, then she'd expect to find something on a Medika even in the morning. Even though if she left things to natural devices, the dam would only come out later in the day. But if it's ready, getting ready to come out, and she did a bedika in the morning, it would come out in the bedika. Medically, that might not be the case, because the window of the time between the time that the dam is yotze ela proser until it leaves the body may likely be much less than a full ona. But that's his suggestion. But bottom line, despite the mashmas of the Torah and that potential explanation, Rabbi Karp thinks that Lamaisa, if she's only going to do one bedika, then the bedika should be done at the end of the Ona, because that's going to cover all your bases. If we're concerned that she maybe see Dam during the day, then that should be clarified by a bedika at the end of the Ona. Okay. Now, what about bedikos for a vest she'eino kavua? In the Beis Yosef, the end of Ar Simen, it's mavur in the Beis Yosef that for a vest she'eino kavua, there's no need for a bedika even l'chachila. Our whole discussion till now has been about a vest kavua. That's how we started the Simen. A vest she'eino kavua, mevur in the Beis Yosef, there's no need for a bedika even lechachila. Rabbi Karp points out that that seems to be the mashmos of the Tosefta. Tosefta Perek Tes Halacha Beis. Haitza lemuda liros miyom esrim liyom esrim. If a woman has a predictable haflaga that she sees every 20 days or every day 20, bodekes pa'amim or pa'mayim levesta. So then she has to do bedika for her vest. So that, again, we noted a few moments ago that the Gaon has a different gear, so they're bodeka samach levesta. But the Tosefta, the way it's printed, lefaneinu, is not bodeka samach levesta, but bodeka as pa'amim or pa'mayim levesta. So that lashon of lemuda liros is talking about a veskavua, that she has a normal anticipated re'iyah in the context there, a normal anticipated aflaga, excuse me, or or vesa chodesh, that's kavua. But a vesh ain't a kavua, that the Tosefta is not talking about. And then he points out that's the mashmos of the Mordechai as well. The Mordechai in Simen, Tafshin, Lamed Hay. Let's pull it up. Okay, Mordechai and Simon. Oops. Simon Tafshin Lamed Hay. The Isha She'ein La Vest. Meaning, woman doesn't have a vest kavua. Leperish Rashi Lebeinu Tam Tzricha Livda Kol Shachris VeArvis Lebaila. So that's the position that by vest ain't a kavua, you have to do constant bedikos. Aval Rashbam Vari Paska Dukol Lebaila La Tzricha Bedika. There's no need for any bedika as far as Tashmish. Taros maybe something else for Truma, but Leinyan Baila. There's no need for bedikos if you have a vest she'eino kavua. And the Lashon HaRamban, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Ches to Halacha Yud Ches, Kfar Be'arnu, Shekol Isha Shevesta Kavua Liyamim, Asur L'shamish B'chol Onas HaVest, L'achar HaVest HaShetivzak V'tim Sator, V'afilu Konish Tikva L'Vest Kosheshes, V'avest she'eino kavua, Imigia Osa Yom, V'lo Bad Kavala Rasa, Kevin Shavra Onoso Muteres Lebesa. The Vesha Eno Kavua, if the day of the Vesha Eno Kavua came, and she didn't do Bedika, and she didn't have Ria, once the Vesha passes, then Muteres Lebaila. So that sounds a little bit like there is a requirement of a Bedika Lechachila for a Vesha Eno Kavua. And then he writes, in Yates, Havesta Kavua, Choshesh Eslo, Ad She Akar Mimena Shalash Pamim B'dika, Havesta Eno Kavua, Afilu Rasa Bo Shtei Pamim, Mikem and Shigia Zmanu Velo Tira, Afa Pishala Baka, Nerkar Mimena Lagamri, the Shuv Eno Choshesh Eslo. Okay, so in the Ramban, there may be a mashmos that you require a bedika lechachila by vesh in kavua, but the Tosefta, the way we have it, and the Mordechai seem to indicate that there's no need for a bedika even lechachila when it comes to a vest she'eino kavua. Okay. In the Rashba, it's a little bit unclear, and Rabbi Karp talks about this. He points out the Lashon of the Rashba in the Mishmeres HaTara, sorry, in the Taras Abayis, and Tesvav HaMedbeis in the Taras Abayis pages. The Rashba there has the following Lashon. Yesh la vest she'eino kavua, v'hu la bepachos me'ona beinonis. If a woman has a vest she'eino kavua, that's either a haflaga less than an ona beinonis. We were talking about haflaga here. So she has a vest she'eino kavua, that's a vest haflaga less than 30 days. Kigon shirasa la'esrim v'chamisha, so she has a 25-day haflaga. V'chayose b'zeh. Af api shela badka, even though she didn't do a bedika, Kevin Shalo Hirgisha Vidam Harezu Tahora below Bedika Klal. That even though she didn't do Bedika, as long as there's no Hargasha, then she remains Tahora without any without any bedika. So Rabbi Karp thinks that the mashmos of that afa pishalo bedika is that there's no need for a bedika l'chachila. You could argue with that. It's not necessarily muchach. That's what he thinks in that lashon of Rashba. Again, afa pishalo bedika may mean that you do require a bedika l'chachila. So it's clear in all these rishonim that a bedika for a vest she'ena kavu is not ma'akev. We have the machlokas rishonim by a vest kavu if the bedika is ma'akev is your tashrish. That's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch who were machmer on that. A vest she'ena kavu, everyone agrees it's not ma'akev. Or among the rishonim that we're discussing, everyone agrees it's not ma'akev. But there may be a machlokas whether it's required l'chachila at all. Now, yeah, Asher.
Are we talking about onabeninus or all the other?
No, we're not talking about onabeninus. Onabeninus has the din of a vest kavua. So onabeninus is subject to the same machlokas in siftes. That's in the Chaber there. It says, Oshu yom lamid afa bishena kavua. Onabeninus, we assume that was the Rashba that we discussed last time. Onabeninus has the same din as a vest kavua. We're talking about a vest hachodesh or a vest haflaga that is eno kavua. Okay. So the Badi Yoshochan in Sifkata Nun Ches thinks that the mashmos of the Mechaber is that you require a bedika for Vest Sheinu Kavua L'chachila. Why does he think that? Because the Mechaber writes in the Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Omrim Sha'asura Adje Tivdok Im Yesh LaVest Kavua O Shehu Lamed Afa B'Sheinu Kavua. And in the first ayah, he just writes, Shar Nashim Tzvichas Bedika Kishigia Vest, Aver Vest Vela Bad Kavala Regisha Tar Vela Bedika. And there's no distinction between a Vest Kavua or Vest She'eno Kavua. So he thinks that in the first ayah in the Mechaber, there's a requirement of a Bedika for a Vest She'eno Kavua as well. And he points out that after the Bach and the Prisha assume lahalacha, that a vest she'eino kavua does require a bedika. That's not such a compelling diuk, because the first day in Shulchan Aruch is a day that is mekel. So to read it that way is to say that the mechaber in the mekel day, that bedika is not ma'akev. So he's saying like this, that according to the first day in the Chaber, that bedika is not ma'akev, but it is required l'chachila for vest kavua. That's also true for vest she'eino kavua. And the Yesh Omrim, that bedika is not ma'akev, even for vest kavua. So then you would say it still is l'chachila for a vest she'eino kavua. So his whole diuk is the distinction between a vest kavua and a vest she'eino kavua in the Yesh Omrim, and then he's using that to reflect back on the first day and to say that on a l'chachila level, there's no distinction between a vest kavua and a vest vest she'eino kavua, but not necessarily muchach. As Rabbi Willig pointed out, that the default, our whole discussion until now is about a vest kavua. If you're going to talk about a vest she'eino kavua, then you would have to say so. Right? And anyway, the Beis Yosef himself, it was clear that there's no need for bedika for vest she'eino kavua, even l'chachila. The Aruch HaShulchan does paskin that a vest she'eino kavua is mechayev a bedika in Osla Meches. The isha sheyadua she'ein la ves kavua lechachila tzvicha bedika beis vesta kefi derech vesta she'ein kavua. Not ma'akev, but then he says im aver asman v'lo baka v'lo hergisha ein tzvicha bedika af lechachila kevin shevesta ein kavua. So Aruch HaShulchan says the following distinction, that yes, a vesta ein kavua is mechayev bedika lechachila. But as opposed to Ves Kavua requires a Bedika. And according to the second day in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, if you didn't do a Bedika Biyoma Ves or Ves Kavua, you have to do the Bedika before you have to Ashmish. The Aruch HaShulchan says, when it comes to Ves Sheinu Kavua, Sheinu Kavua, yes, the Chachila, you need a Bedika Biyoma Ves. But once the Yom Ves passed without a Re'iyah, and you didn't do a Bedika, then there's no need for further Bedika, even the Chachila, even to be Matir Tashmish. So in that sense, the Bedika for the Ves Sheinu Kavua is a lot more kal. It's only relevant beyond the vest itself, but not afterwards. Okay. So as far as this broader question, do you require a bedika lechachila for vest and a kavua? Rabbi Morgan's quotes from Avliyashiv was machmir lechachila. And Rabbi Karp writes that as well. The Badi Shulchan thinks that lechachila should be machmir if it's not a shas adchak. Although he acknowledges that that's against the pashtus of the whole sugya. The pashtus of the sugya is that manoshach, if we treat a ves she'ena kavua like a ves kavua, then you should require bedika even afterwards, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. And if it's not like a ves kavua, so you need a bedika at all. But either way, most contemporary posts can assume that a ves she'ena kavua does require bedika lechachila. Rabbi Willig is of the opinion that that's not a necessary chum. You don't have to be machmir for a ves she'eno kavua. Don't have to be machmir to do bedika at all. Rabbi Willig also points out the following, that the lashon of the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis that we read last time was that the woman is Asura Hachetivta, that if the Ves Kavua passes and the woman did not do a Bedika on the Yom Ves, so then she's Asura until she does a Bedika. So the mashmos of that is that there's no fundamental chiyuv bedika per se, but bedika is necessary in order to be matir tashmish. And therefore, if a woman decides that she's not going to engage in tashmish at that point, so there's no chiyuv bedika per se. So you have a normal situation of a woman who has, let's say, an onah beinonis that we treat as a ves kavua. So come day 30, day 31, she hasn't seen dam yet, but she expects that she's going to see dam within the next day or two. So, on the yom vest, on the day of the yonah beinonis, the owner of the yonah beinonis, this is a chiyah prisha, she's a sur b'tashmish. Fine. But as we noted, that according to many, chibuk v'nishuk still could be mutter. As we saw in Sif Beis, Shas Vesta, Tzarech Lifra Shimena on Achas, Lo Mishar Krevos, Al Mitash Mishvavad. And that was a machlokas shach in the Taz, Chibuk v'nishuk against the Jumas Hadeshen. Is it mutter? Is it asur lechachila? Is it tavla bracha or mikar adin? The mechaber sounds like chibuk v'nishuk is mutter lechachila. So let's say you make the following cheshbon: the woman anticipates that she's going to see dam in the next couple of days anyway. So if she does a bedika biyom aves, she may end up seeing dam in the bedika, then she's going to be totally asur labayla right away. If she doesn't do bedika, so she's going to be asura b'tashmish, but she's expecting her re'iyah to come any day anyway. So she'd rather not do the bedika and still be mutaris b'chibuk b'nishuk or shar krevos until she see has the regular re'iyah. And the Sidrei Tara writes in Sifkatin Yud Gimel that chibuk b'nishuk is mutar even without a bedika. So Rabbi Willick says that if you want to make such a cheshbon, such a cost-benefit analysis, that would be acceptable. That you wouldn't have to do bedika on the Yom of Eskavua or the Onah Beinonis. The whole requirement of bedika is tied to the Matir Tashmish. But if you're going to hold off on Tashmish anyway, then there's no chiyah bedika in and of itself. So a woman can make such a cheshbon to hedge her bets and not do bedika on the Yom Haves. Anyway, she's expecting to see Dam soon as it is. And then she'd be mutaris b'shar krevos until she actually has a aria. So this is, I believe, written up in Rabbi Willick has a piece on Vestos in the most recent volume of the Am Mordechai, which had originally been printed in the Kol Tzvi Nida. Okay. There's a discussion in Poskim. We discussed previously in different contexts the din and sifyud of Hayotze L'derech. We know that the Machlokas Rishonim, that din in the Gemara in Yavam and Samach Bey, is that Hayotze L'derech, Sarach Lifkod Ishto, does that mean even B'tashmish, even if it's B'onas HaVest, or is it only B'shar Kreva? So the Mechaber writes in Sifyud, says the Ramah, fine. So that's the machlokas rishonim we discussed previously. Is the heter or the chiyuv of Chayiv Lifkad Ishta before Yotzei L'Derech, is that even in Tashmish, Be'onas HaVest, or Samach HaVest, or is that only Bishar Krevos? And then, as we know, the Chiddush would be, not that it's Mutter, but that it's a Chiyuv. The Torah Sashlamim raises the following question in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, Stivkatan Kuf Tes. Second, that's the wrong Sifkatan. One second. Oh, sorry, this is right, Sifkatan. Yeah, Kuf Pei Zayin, Sifkatan, Kuf Tes. So he raises a question and leaves us with a tzarach iyun lemaisa. What happens if a woman's leil tefila coincides with a yom havest? Meaning, under normal circumstances, with a normal cycle, that would never happen. But let's say a woman has a kesem mid-cycle that requires going through a tara process, and when a problematic kesem, and then when she goes to the mikvah, that coincides with the Yom Havest from her previous Ria, or if she has a Vest Kavua, with the onus of Vest of a Vest Kavua. So the Piskei Tshuva here in our Siman Kufpei Dalid Sifkat and Kufpeis quotes from a Tshuvas Knesset Yechezkel. The footnote in the Vest of Balacha gives a little biographical information that the Knesset Yechezkel was the Rav in the tribal communities of Altona, Hamburg, what was above? I forgot. Where the Chacham Tzvi was the Rav before him. He was a generation after the Chacham Tzvi. So, I am a Shuvah Skenesi Yecheskel, Simon Lama Gimel Shapasak, Dim Ira Leil Tfila Al Kesem Samach Levesta, Mutter Gamke. What's that based on? So one of the rayas that he brings is the din in Arachayim Mesh Mem, where the Mechaber equates the halacha of, or the chi of Tashrish Bilal Tfila, with that of Yosei Baderach, that you have to be poked as Ishto Bilal Tfila and be Yosei Laderach. So whatever kulas exist for Yosei Laderach, where according to the Ikar Adin, half of the Rishonim, and the Ikar Adin, Sakam Mecham Ramah, you're allowed to be poked even B'tashmish, and that should apply to Leil Tefila as well. And the Gilyon Marsha here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quotes this as well from the Knesset Yecheskel. However, Piskei Tshuva points out, many disagree. And all the other Achronim argue, Sidrei Tara, and the Chavos Das, and the Shelus Yavetz. So they all argue and say no, that the two are not the same. And the Noz B'Yehuda as well argues, Tinyana Yaredeya Kuf Yud Zayin. Tinyana Yaredeya Kuf Yud Zayin. And the Noz B'Yehuda brings the following raya. Uliaser Se'es Avi Raya Lizeh. Shari arrived who men amatirim. Kamasha Kasa Varash Mishmavatar Sabai, so be as Yosef. So the arrived is one of the matirim that Chayiv Lifkar is Ishto is Afila B'tashmish. Fine. Umatsinul arrived, Avio Beis Yosef Kuf Peites. The Kasa Varived, Im Kava Vest Lishaos Velo Liyamim. Eino Choshash is Elishaita Bavat. That if a woman has a vest Lishaos that she expects to see at a certain hour of the day, so there's no din of onus aves any other time other than that hour which she expects to see. The akal no palak yehuda ala b'limuda liyamin. Can the tanya isul limuda liyos rabbi yom esim l'sheishos? Achad the palak yehuda came into limuda b'yom kaf afagad the b'sheishos. Kvi yisub yom asrila. Chayshina came into kviyala b'hu yom akuli yom azimnehu. Awal hechad the kviyala shos v'lo liyom avadik kviyala shos b'han yula. So he just points out parenthetically that this din of Vesla shows should not be subject to Machlokas Tanoim. The two, Ikal and Migzar, Hamilsa, Mehi Itisa, De Salka Mitfilas Mitzvah, the Bechal Ace, the Salka Mitfilas Mitzvah, Havi Chazai Dama, the Asla Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara in Samach Beis, that there's a woman who every time that she went home, Belel Tvila, she was Ravadam, and she brought the Shalat of Yochanan. He said, "Luchivi ba'ili lo gavinar," that go and have be a leil tefila before you get home. Afapika lachashash Rabbi Yochanan elishat knisas aliyer. Avakadu knisas itira. Fine. So there, Rabbi Yochanan's recommendation was that must be that somehow going into the city is what precipitates the re'iyah. So have tashrish before you get to the city, and then you won't run into the problem. Says the Nodeb Yehuda, then Isa de Belel Tfila ein Iser Lishamish bonus Mukhal Vesta. If it's the case that there's no Iser Tashmish Beonas Mukhal Vesta Belel Tfila, MK Maraya Maisi Arrivin Mehasam, Hayahasam Lel Tfila Haya. So the Rivin brings a Rivin from that Gemara to prove his position that if you have a Vesla Shaos, you only have to be Choshesh for that specific time. Because you see from the Maaser of Yochanan that this woman who always saw when she got back to the city, that was the equivalent of a Vesla Shaos. So even though she anticipated seeing that night when she would go back to the city, but that's only precipitated by her arrival to the city, and therefore there's no Isser before she gets home. And that's why he recommended having Tashmish before she get back into the city. That's the Rivin's Raya, that a Vesla Shaos is only Kaveya, the specific Shah, when she expects to have the Re'iyah. This has another Behuda. If it's the case that there's no Iser Tashmish, there's no Din of Prishta Samach Levest when it comes to Leil Tefila, so what's the Raya? That was Leil Tefila, so maybe that's why there's no Iser Prishta Samach Levest. But in a normal situation, if it was Leil Tefila, if she knows that something's going to precipitate her Iyah later that night, then she'd be a Surah, there'd be a Din of Prisha that entire Onas Levest, that entire night. Ella what? The fact that the Raya brought a Raya in this Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan indicates that there's no difference as far as the din of Prisha Samach Leves between Leil Tefila and any other night. So that's the Nodeb Yehuda's Raya, and that's the Hachra of Poskim against this Knesset Yecheskel, that even though there is a din of Chayav Adam Lifkot Es Ishto by Yotzei L'Derech, where Me'ikar Adin, even though the Rama says to be Makrim, Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter even betashmish, but we don't transpose that heter or that chiv, if you will, to a regular case of leil tefila. Okay, so that Rama here of the mikol makom hamachmir shalol lefakta rak b'davar ritzli tavla bracha, that even though mikra din we paskin that the chiv. Even though the Ikar Adin, we paskin that your mutter betashmish or maybe mechuyev betashmish, if you are yotzei lederech, nevertheless a machmir to not engage in tashmish is tavel abracha. So that is based on a smag that the Beis Yosef quotes. Lashon of smag is as follows: Lavin Simin Kuf Yud Aleph. Garcina biyavama sparakabal yavimto ayose laderech, etc. He says kasaver kamad amar benida vesas derabanan, kavase kaimulai and kamosha pasi v'sheltos. So he says, like we saw in the Ravid and others, that this din assumes vestos. Derabanan, with the vestas derabanan, samach vestanami derabanan, shebashah sheyotzu lederech chokmu adaraisa. So the rationale for this heter is that vestas is only derabanan anyway, and b'makom this situation lo hamidu devrayim, the rabbanan never intended this din of prisha samach vest derabanan to apply in a case of yotzu lederech. If we're just saying that you can do Ritzoi, you can do even the Ishto Nida. The Afa PK in a Machmir Tavla Bracha. And even though Me'ikar Adin, it's Mutter B'Tashmish, a Machmir Tavo Alav Bracha. So the Achron quote from the Marshal, who is bothered. What does that mean? A machmir tavla bracha? It's not a heter. It's a chiyuv. If chayiv adam lifkot es ishto, if there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv to do it, and that means ayidei tashmish, so then what do you mean a machmir tavla bracha? Whose chashbon are you being machmir on? So take a look at the Torah Sashlam here in Sukkot and Yutes. He quotes this Marashal. Ulbasof Masik Uzal Inami Hachikamer. Hamach Miral Atmo Umonea Milelech Baderech Samach Levesta. So it doesn't mean machmir not to engage in tashmish. It means machmir not to go on your trip. You delay your trip. So in Achnami, if you're stuck in that situation, if no way out, you yosil derech, you takavi mechuyev to engage in tashmish. But a machmir to avoid the situation, to not get into the shayla, to postpone your business trip by a day, that's tavel abracha. So that's not how the Rama read this mag, right? The Rama says the machmir shel lepakta rak b'derech divrei ritzai tavel abracha, but he thinks in the smag himself, just as the machmir tavel abracha, he means the machmir not to go on the trip. Does the yosil chodes? Nor Shlomo says better off to follow the marshal and to postpone the trip, and then you don't get into any problems. Again, the Ramah didn't understand that way, but the Ramah says, Amachmir Lepakta B'divrei Ritzai, but that's what Tosafos Shlomo thinks the authentic reading of the Smag should be. And then the Ramah quotes the following based on the Nimukei Yosef. Yesh Omrim, Im Adam Rotza Leilech Lederech V'Ishtav Nida V'Titbol Toch Ona Achas Tzorach Lahamtin. In the other direction. Till now we're talking about a din that the Leil Tefillah, that the onus of S is Monday night and he's going on a business trip on Tuesday morning. Here we're talking about Leil Tefillah is Monday night and he's supposed to go on a business trip on Monday. So he has to wait. He has to push off his trip by a day so he can be home for Leil Tefillah. And that's the last Yesh Omim here in the Ramah. So the Shach is just bothered by the following, Shach and Sivkat and Kafe. Baruch Hayim, Simon Reish Mem, Kasvu Hator, Midivei Rambam, Vilo Yiva, Lo Biyom Yisila Derech, O Biyom Yina Derech, Shekashilo. So the Rambam, Hilchos Deyos Paskins, and it's quoted in Baruch Hayim, Simon Reish Mem, that you're not supposed to engage in Tashmish the day that you leave for a trip, the day that you return from a trip, because that's somehow kashala. So the Beis Lechem Yehud on the side here, he distinguishes or suggests to distinguish between a foot journey and a wagon journey. That the point of the Rambam Hilchos Deyos is that if you are traveling by foot, either you're anticipating exhaustion and you need a good night's sleep the night before, or you're coming back exhausted because you just were on a long walk. So there, you're not going to be physically able to engage in tashmish properly with the proper koach. But if you're traveling on a wagon or in a car or on a plane, so that doesn't require the same amount of physical exertion, and that's not the discussion of the Rambam. So this din, that the Ramah quotes from the Nukah Yosef, is relevant for normal contemporary modes of travel, and maybe not for someone who's going on a long journey by foot. Okay. Let's turn back now to the din and sifches of machbe. The Mechaber writes, "Haysenechbe for machbe mimnei pacha." So, a woman is hiding in a cave or hiding in a hiding spot out of fear. V'igia shas vesta, eina choshesh eslo. So, if a woman is in a situation where there is a significant fear factor, then she's not chosheshes for her vest. Okay, that's based on the Mishnah on Lamites Amud Aleph. Remeir Omer, Im Haisa B'machta, V'giya Shas Vesta, V'lo Bata, Harezu Torah. So if the Shas Vest comes and she didn't do Bedika, she's Tahora, Mibnei, Shecharada Misalek Ezes Adamim, because fear removes dam or prevents a normal ri'ya. Says Rashi, b'machba machmas listin, she's hiding from robbers. Charkom, or she's hiding from a army, a siege or a attack. Fine. So charada misalek es adamim. So simple reading of the Lashon HaMishnah is that you do require bedika l'chachila, but if you didn't do a bedika, then she is going to be tahora. Okay, and that's the Lashon of the Gemara in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph as well. Pach that tzomis bisusa marpe. That pachad can cause contraction or drying up, and that would prevent the normal re'ias hadam. Okay, so the Torah paskins here. You know, the mechaber does, the mechaber is not clear, but the Torah paskins here that if a woman is b'machba, she does require b'diga l'chachila, and it's just b'di eved. If she didn't do b'dika, then she's going to be muteres l'baila even without a b'dika. And the Beis Yosef goes to the Rashba that you don't require a b'dika at all, even l'chachila. And Beis Yosef is bothered by the following. How could the Rashba say that you don't require Bidik at all? Why is this different than Muberes and Meinekes? After all, this seems like another type of Misalekes Damim. You have the four Misalekes Damims that we discussed in Siftes, or two of them in Siftes, but the four that the Mishnah has. So Muberes and Meinekes. And then you have Haisa Nechbes B'machba, which is another kind of Misalekes Damim. So the Rama writes here, we'll come to Beis Yosef in a second. The Rama writes, "V'yeshomrim dafkim abra ves below badka below regisha tahora below bedika, avel chachila tzika bedika." Says, you know, the mechaber doesn't weigh in. The Torah says you need a bedika l'chachila. Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba that argues, not clear in the mechaber. The Rama says, "V'yeshomrim that l'chachila require bedika." So why the Beis Yosef is bothered? Why would you need a bedika lechachila? Why is this different than muberes and meinekes, where you don't need a bedika lechachila? Once a muberes is hooker ubra, there's no need for a bedika at all. We're not concerned about the yom havest at all. But take a look at the shach here. The shach summarizes the Beis Yosef. Sifkat and kafalef. So when it comes to Muberes Ameinekes, so we know from experience, we're convinced, we see that they're not seeing Dam anymore. We don't know. So we know that if a woman is muberes once hooker ubra, or a woman is nursing bisman chazal, so she's pretty much guaranteed not to see dam. So she's a certifiable misalekas damim. When it comes to b'machba, so we suspect that she may not see dam, but it's not proven. There are plenty of women in that situation who may see dam anyway. So then it's only a b'di'evah question. If you didn't do b'dika and you didn't see dam, and now we're ready post-fast, then she'll be mutaris l'bailo without a b'dika. But l'chachila, you still require a b'dika b'yom havest. And the Taz weighs in as a question also in Sifkatan Yud Aleph. And the Taz says that even if a woman is experiencing pachad, it could be that the tashmish might mitigate the pachad and then bring on the dam anyway. So that would be another reason to do a bedika lechachila, and that's how nechbeis b'machba is different than a standard misulekes dam. Okay. So this is partially related to a more contemporary discussion in Poskim of what is the status of a woman's vestos who is on contraceptives. Do we say that if a woman is taking contraceptives that she is kosheshes levestos as normal, or if it's a time where she knows or anticipates based on, let's talk about pills that she's taking, that she's not going to see dam, then she has the status of a misulekes damim. And if she does have a status of misulekes damim, is that a muberes meinekes misulekes damim that doesn't require bedika? Or is that a machba misulekes damim that does require bedika? So the achronim point to a Chuvas Radvaz as one of the earlier sources that addresses a related question. The Radvaz is in Cheleches Simen Kuf Lamidvav. The Shoal asks the Radvaz, Mimeni Odia Chadati, the Mixas Nashim Sheshosos Mashka Oshar Dvarim Akevestan Asar Esimyam. So, women who would take some kind of potion, Kosel Ikrin, to delay their period. Im asa lebayla lavola afa pishi Torah davi kisamach levesta o lo. So what is the status during the time where she otherwise would have expected to have a ria, and because of this intervention, she doesn't have the anticipated ria. So first, the Radvaz points to the machlokas rishonim about an extended vest, that if a woman has a vest that ranges over a few days, what is the status of the intervening days in that vest? Do they all have the status of an onus of vest? And then the Radvaz writes as follows. Mistabra li, de mutter lavola, that it would be mutter to engage in tashmish with this woman who has delayed her ria. Chada, the Iker Isser Laval Ishta Sabach Levest Alo Avi Minotaro Midarbanan. So the Isser of Krishna Sabach Levest is only Nisar Darbanan anyway. Even though we learned from Visartam and Salinas Macht, as we discussed, fine. And that's why only Biaz Asinat Shark Krivos, fine. And he says, Vitu, Tafila Machmir Yodu Benidon Didan. Even if you assume that Vestos is Daraisa, you could still be machmir. Sorry, even if you assume the shark pravas are usher. I'm sorry. He's going back in the original machlokas. Even if you're machmir on the extended vest, that a woman is regila liros within a range of 3 days, even if you're machmir to treat all those 3 days as a yoma vest, he says you can still be make clear. The Bishlama, Kisha Orech Mis Akiv Lilo Siba. So if the Ri'i is delayed for no apparent reason, Yesh Lachush Lo Koyim Meshachaves. So if a woman is Regila Liros over a span of 3 days, so we anticipate that the Ri'i is going to come at some point during those 3 days, and therefore she has to be Noeg Prisha for that entire span. Aval B'mis Akiv Ayde Mashka, Sheesh B'tiva Lifo Pulazu. But if the delay is coming due to some external factor, which we know how it works, that she's having this kosher likrin, and that's what's preventing the onset of the ri'ah, so then you can rely on that external factor as being operative and preventing the onset of the ri'ah, and you don't have to be choshesh during that range. The two, shekvar nasu nisu adavar zeh pamim rabos shar nashim horel, that it's a tried and tested system that worked for many people. Hilkach yefrosh bimena yom arishon shel aves umitaras achrakas. So he says, you still have to be parish on day one. That is the actual onus aves. You have to be parish during the onus aves itself, but you don't have to be concerned once the onus aves passes. And we come back and speak of Bidika Kodim Tashmish. The Alpha God of the Bashar Nashim and Itofis Milsa Mitsiasa. When it comes to other situations, I take the middle road. The Isla Veskavua, Aina Srika Bidika, Bim Aina Veskavua, Srika Bidika. So he's Machmir on a Bidika Kodim Tashmish Travest, Shaina Kavua. Beneath Dundidana, Vika Aina Veskavua, Srika Bidika. So here, you would require bidika kodem tashmish like a vest and a kavu, which is machmiran. If this is the isha zu mashka is a gimel pa'amim shemake vesta, but if she already used this three times and all three times it had the same effect, mistabra the mishameshes below bidika, so then she wouldn't require bidika. Vanira l'niyastaiti kasasti. So the Ravaz writes that if you have a contraceptive, so the starting point is that the Yom HaVes still is operative, the previous Yom HaVes. You don't have to be concerned beyond the Yom HaVes, but you would still have the status of Ves Shein HaKavua that would require Bidika Kodem Tashmish, which he holds is necessary for any Ves Shein HaKavua. However, if its Muchzak is being effective for three times, so then you wouldn't need any Bidikas. So, yeah, Asher.
Why would Prisha be different from Bidika? Like, why would he say that after three times you don't have to do Bidika but still Prisha?
He's talking about a Bidika Kodem Tashmish. So that's a different sugya that he is Machmir. We're not Machmir for this, but that's the din in general that if a woman has a Ves Shein HaKavua Machlok as you've shown him, do you have to have Bidika Kodem Tashmish all the time?
Meaning like the Rambam Shita as opposed to the generally by Vestos where we say you need just a single Bidika
right.
Post Vestos.
Right. So that Nakuda isn't relevant to us halacha l'maisa. But that's within his frame of reference. It's like a regular Vest Shein HaKavua which requires a Bidika Kodem Tashmish. Okay. So you have the following range among the postman, the last generation. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Kav Zayin, Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Kav Zayin, Lishitaso, as we discussed in various contexts in the past, is very skeptical of medical representations. So he thinks that even the doctors tell you that this is an effective contraceptive that's going to prevent a ri'ah at a certain point, you can't believe them, and therefore. And therefore, that doesn't change the din of any anticipated vest. So even if you're on a contraceptive that you expect to prevent a ri'ah at this juncture, you still have to be choshesh for any previous vestos. Rav Avadya writes, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Yud Zayin, that the more commonly used contraceptives that we have nowadays, so they're even more tried and tested than those of the Radvaz. So the Radvaz requires a track record of three times in order to establish its total effectiveness. And up until that point, the Radvaz would still require being published on the Yom HaVest, not beyond that, but at least on the Yom HaVest, and requires Bidika B'yom HaVest as well. So Rav Avadya thinks that maybe even the Radvaz would agree if we have a better track record type of contraceptive, then maybe you wouldn't even need three times in order to establish its effectiveness. And then he quotes other Rachonim who say that, in a sense, our contraceptives are better than the Machbik case also. Because the Machbik case, so there's a certain amount of subjectivity as to whether Pachet is going to prevent the Ria. So that's dependent on a woman's mindset. That could be very subjective. But here, if you have something that's medically proven to uproot the Ria, so that's going to be better. So Rav Ozner, we'll come back to Rav Adya in a few moments. Rav Ozner writes, Chelek Dalet Simen Tzadites Ostes. Chelek Dalet Simen Tzadites Ostes, based on the Red Vaz, that in principle, if something has been tested and it's reliable, that you don't have to be choshesh even for the vest the first time around. And he thinks that that would be consistent with the Radvaz, because the Radvaz is based on a lack of a track record. Even though in practice, Rav Ozner thinks that you should be machmir to do bedikos until its muksak is working for you. Rav Schechter, in his notes on the Rabbi Sobolovsky Sefer, also writes that he thinks once you're on a contraceptive, you don't have to be choshesh for previous vestas. And that's what Rabbi Wolhender writes in the Gufei Halachos, beginning on page 35, volume 1. He quotes from the Deborah Tziner, that if you have a vest she'eno kavua, so you don't have to, once you start a contraceptive and you don't expect to see a re'iyah on the yom around the time of a vest she'eno kavua, then you don't have to be choshish for that, because the pill that you're on has been tested by millions of people, and it's muksak that once you're on it, no one's going to see dot. So as long as you're on the pill, you have the din of a mu'beres. However, if you have a vest kavua, so then there's a higher threshold to uproot the vest kavua, and then the first month you'd have to be choshish for the vest kavua. Once you establish in the first month that you didn't see them, then you don't have to be choshish for the vest kavua going further, as long as you're still on the pill. He quotes that as a discussion between the Chelek Levi, Rabbi Menachem Pollock from the Upper West Side, and the Sama Rebbe, whether you have to be choshesh the first time around. But Rabbi Wolhender writes, definitely after the first time around, you don't have to be choshesh. And the Deborah Tziner that he references is Ber Moshe, Chelek Vav, Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, Chelek Vav, Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. It is arguably difficult, though, to assume, like what the Rabbi Wolhender writes, that the fact that these pills have been tried and tested by millions of people proves that it's going to work for this particular woman, that you don't have to be choshesh for vest even the first time, even before its muksak is working for this woman. Just because it works for others doesn't mean it's going to work for you. That's the position of Rav Yashiv, quoted by Rabbi Morgenstern, page 182, and page 203, by Rabbi Karp, Perek Zion, footnote 198, that a woman who begins taking contraceptives needs to be choshesh for her previous vestos until it's muksak for three times. And that's Rabbi Willick's position as well. And that's what Rav Avadia seems to think, that you should be machmir lechachil, even though Mikra din, he thinks that you don't have to be parish even the first time. But it sounds like he says a machmir tabalav bracha to be choshesh until its muksak is working for this woman three times. So that's the range here. Whether if you start taking a contraceptive, Are you, do you have the right to toss out all vestos from day one, or do you have to wait until it's muchsak three times before not being concerned about a vest kavu anymore? Okay. So we'll stop here for today. Next time, we're going to do Siman Kuf Pei Hei about Ne'amanos and the Masla. And then we're going to jump to Siman Kuf Pei Tes. So Bli Neder, I'll send you my comments already to start on Kuf Pei Tes. One second.